Welcome into another edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready, Greg Jones of LB's Meat Market with us as he always is. He's leading the competition this year, and Campbell McCready, last year's winner, she's chasing this year. She's at Zen Studios in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We'll get to games and stuff in a minute. First of all, how's everybody doing?
Doing awesome. Good.
Let's talk about LBs for a minute, Greg, because I'm anticipating a very busy weekend in Oxford. I'm told that all the hotels starting on Thursday night are full. Every place is just packed. Texas A&M coming to town, ESPN College Game Day coming to town. It's the big showcase game nationally, Texas A&M and Ole Miss on Saturday night. What's going on at LBs? How are you getting ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, I just got done cutting a bunch of fillets. I just got done cutting 85, and so I've got more coming. I'm probably going to cut maybe 120 maybe tomorrow. So that's a little over 200 fillets for the weekend. So I think that's a good solid round number to sell this weekend. But yeah, we'll get fresh fish tomorrow. My mom's stocking up on all her sides right now. So I told her to, start making jalapenos and don't stop until I say you should stop, So I imagine that we'll be selling, jalapenos by the dozen for sure. But yeah, it's just like I was saying, it's a tough weekend to prepare for. You don't know how busy you're going to be. You don't know how many people are going to, lock in and go and be content going to the square and trying to wait. But, if you got a condo, take advantage of it, come and get some poppers and some fillets and some ribeyes and some sausage and just cook and be done for food and then go to the bar around 10:30 probably.
Amen. Greg won't say it. It's the freshest cuts of meat anywhere in Oxford. The absolute best. You can't find anything like it anywhere near Oxford. I'm sure you could drive to Birmingham or Mobile or Nashville or something, and maybe you'd find a product that's quasi-similar, but you're not going to find anything like LB's anywhere near Oxford. It's fantastic. You walk in. The frozen section's right on your left. If you have a little time, you can save yourself a little bit of money in the frozen section. $2 off everything there. And they've got, as Greg said, the freshest cuts of beef, steaks, bone-in ribeyes, fillets, strips, pork, chicken, the phenomenal chicken wings, the big meaty chicken wings that you can't find anywhere else, house-made sausages. I've got my favorites that shift here and there. House-made sausages. What am I leaving out? The stuffed jalapenos, the stuffed mushrooms. The bacon-wrapped asparagus. There's so many great things there at LB's Fresh Fish that comes in on Thursdays. So if you're coming in for the weekend and you don't want to fight the square and all of those things for dinner, like Greg said, if you just want to go out later and enjoy the bars and that kind of thing and cook dinner yourself and have a more relaxing meal, save yourself some money, have a much better meal than you're going to have in most of the restaurants, a lot less hectic. Go to LB's, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, right across from Kroger. Just use Kroger as a landmark. No reason to go to Kroger. It's right there at LB's. You will be super glad that you did. I think Campbell would agree with that assessment as well.
I would.
All right, let's get into some picks. We got a weekend full of games. You both last week went 5-5. So, Greg, for you, that's good news. You just held on to your lead, pushed the calendar back another week. Campbell, for you, it's basically bad news. You didn't close the gap. You didn't lose any ground. You're still there. You're 10 games back here heading into week number 11, I believe, is where we are right now. Greg's 57-36 for the season. Campbell, you're 47-46 for the season. So it's time to make up some ground, but you got some time to do it. We go all the way to the Super Bowl here with the Butcher versus the Spin Instructor. We start a season, and by God, we finish it. So y'all ready to hit the games?
Yep.
All right, Greg, you are first up since you are overall first place, and neither one of you won the week last week. We start in Tuscaloosa with the first of five 11 a.m. games. New Mexico State, the Fighting Aggies, are 51.5-point underdogs. At number three, Alabama, this game, 11 a.m., SEC Network.
I told myself I'd never bet against Alabama. I think I'm just going to keep continuing with that trend. I bet on them last week, and LSU actually showed up and put up a really good game. And, as shocking that is, maybe Alabama's, just going through the motions and you know, trying to get to the SEC championship game with Georgia. So who knows with that? I'll take Alabama. I'll take the points.
All right, Campbell Gregg is going to take Alabama and lay 51.5 points at home against New Mexico State.
I'm going to agree. I'm going with Alabama on this one.
All right, so you're both going to take the Tide, lay the points. A more interesting game in the Big Ten. This game's on ABC. Ninth-ranked Michigan heads to 23rd-ranked Penn State. The Wolverines, Campbell, of Michigan. I guess I probably needed to tell you who's the Wolverines. Would you have known which one's the Wolverines?
No.
Okay. Michigan's the Wolverines. Do you know what Penn State's mascot is?
No, I don't.
They're the Nittany Lions.
Okay.
So this is Wolverines and Lions going against each other here.
All right.
Michigan is a 1-point favorite at Penn State, Campbell. What do you think?
It sounds like someone's about to fall through the ceiling right now. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm going to go with Michigan. I think I didn't pick Penn State last time because my friend has an ex-boyfriend that goes there. So
who's on the tennis team?
Oh, that's
right. That's right. He is on the tennis team.
Screw him. I hope he's having a terrible year.
Yeah.
I hope the only love he's getting is when he's down 40 love. You know what? That's what he deserves.
So I'm gonna go with Michigan because I don't know anything about
Campbell, but based on that science, it does sound like someone's about to come right down through the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on. And there's also a wasp on the wall over here that I just noticed. And so I keep looking over there because
if this week goes badly, you have distractions.
I'm blaming it on the distractions that I have going on right now.
All right, Greg, Campbell's taking Michigan and taking the 1 point along the way. What do you think?
I'll take Michigan with her. Just Penn State seems like, I don't know, maybe that coach has 1 foot out the door. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But, you know, when you lose at home to Illinois, that's a sore subject to get rid of. So I'm just going to take Michigan on this.
I think I agree with both of you. All right, another 11 a.m. game, Greg. This is a really good game in the Big 12. Soon-to-be SEC member Oklahoma is a 6-point favorite at Baylor. The Sooners ranked fourth in the country. The Bears ranked 18th in the country. This game can be seen on Fox. So it's Oklahoma -6 at Baylor.
I like Baylor. I think, you know, they've had some, you know, solid wins in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, they play tough at home, right? They're at home.
Yeah, it's at Baylor. It's in Waco, 11 yeah. on Fox. Yep.
I'm going to take the home dog here. I'm going to go with Baylor.
All right, Campbell, Greg is going to take the underdog, the home dog here. Baylor is a 6-point underdog against Oklahoma. What do you think?
I'll go with Oklahoma. I don't know, college tour, kind of, partially, maybe a little. We drove to Norman. So, you know, I'll just go with Oklahoma for that reason. I don't know what to do about this one.
We drove to Norman after we'd been to Fayetteville the same day. She hated Norman. She decided that it was bad. Her stomach was bothering her. And she just decided that I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to Oklahoma. And we left early the next morning. We didn't even do the whole tour that we'd set up.
No, we didn't even do that. We went to dinner and then we drove home the next morning.
Yeah, I just kind of felt bad for dragging Carson all the way to Norman, Oklahoma to have Mexican food. But we did.
We did. But
it was good. It was a decent meal. It was right across from the campus. Norman is kind of ugly. It's a cool campus. It's a pretty campus. But the town, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it much at all.
All right, Campbell, this will be interesting because these are two teams that you rarely pick, and now they're playing against one another, so you got to pick one of them. This is in the SEC, 11 a.m. on ESPN. Mississippi State, fresh off a loss at Arkansas. They head to Auburn. Mississippi State getting 5.5 points at 16th-ranked Auburn. Again, 11 a.m. ESPN. What do you think?
I'll go with Mississippi State. I don't like Auburn, and I don't think I've ever picked Auburn. And I am from Mississippi, so I guess I'll just go with Mississippi State.
And you do have a couple of friends at Mississippi State that you like a lot, so.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. The wasp is now behind me.
Oh, I saw the wasp. We now the wasp has now joined the show.
Special guest.
I see it. It's a big wasp too.
Yeah.
Wow, what are y'all learning up there on this on that dry erase board?
Yeah, what is behind us there?
Is that physics?
I'm not sure. I'm a marketing major, so this doesn't really make any sense to me, but I'm not sure. I wish
well, I could. Wasp is definitely absorbing it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that wasp is right now learning quantum physics. I don't know what that is, but it looks very intimidating. It makes me so glad that I majored in journalism.
That's funny. I really don't know anything about.
Are you good at complex math, Greg?
No, I did first grade twice. So, I mean, yeah, I was.
But you passed it the second time. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, no.
There is something right there that says Megan Zaves must have wrote it 2 weeks ago, but it says podcast in progress, hashtag fame and fortune. I just wrote it. Yeah. So
I see that. All right, Greg, she's taking Mississippi State, getting the 5.5 points on the Plains. What do you think?
Well, I'm from Mississippi too, but I'm going to take Auburn.
Okay.
I think Auburn's got a little bit better quarterback play, and they play a little bit better at home. And coming off a tough defeat against Texas A&M, I think they, you know, are definitely a touchdown better than Mississippi State. So I'm going to go with Auburn.
I think I kind of agree with Campbell here. Mississippi State impressed me in Fayetteville. They're a little better than we're all giving them credit for. I'm going to give you both a win here because I forgot to eliminate this. Samford and Florida play each other. There's no line. I'm going to be nice and give you an early Thanksgiving present and give you both a win, even though there's no line. So I'm assuming you're both going to pick the Gators to beat Samford, right? Correct?
Yeah, I would probably say that's a good bet, even though they lost to South Carolina.
They did. But they'll beat Samford, right, Campbell?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So you both get a win there. Congratulations. All right. Stanford. Huh?
Stanford, right? I'm just kidding.
I know. It is confusing. If you're not from down here, it's very confusing. But we all know Samford's in Birmingham. All right, let's see. It is Greg's turn. Purdue, Greg, goes to number 6, Ohio State. This is a 2:30 game. We're getting closer to the evening games now. The afternoon slate, Purdue at Ohio State. This is a 2:30 kick on ABC. Purdue, Greg, is a 20-point underdog.
I'm going to go with Purdue. I'm feeling like, you know, a good underdog mood right now. So I'm going to go with Purdue. I know Ohio State's playing really good ball right now, and it's tough to bet against them. But I just think that's too many points, and I'm just going to take the points.
All right, Campbell, he's taking Purdue, and he's going to take the 20. What do you think with Ohio State? Are you willing to lay 20 points here?
Sure. We'll go with Ohio State. I don't really have a reason. And I'm behind Greg, so I don't really know. Maybe I should go with him, but I'll go with Ohio State. Maybe I'll get ahead this week.
Quick quiz here as you're distracted by the Wasp. Do you know? It's okay. I understand. Do you know either one of the mascots here, Purdue or Ohio State?
No, I don't.
Ohio State's the Buck.
The Buckeyes.
Nice.
Are their colors red and black?
Red and gray. They do wear some black here and there. Okay. Yeah.
Well, at least I knew that.
Purdue, do you know their colors?
No.
Okay. Black and yellow.
Oh, okay.
All right. Georgia and Tennessee. Campbell, this game is in Knoxville. It's a 2:30 start on CBS. Georgia is favored by 20.5 points. I think you know these mascots, right? What Georgia is the?
Bulldogs.
Tennessee is the? The Tennessee. It's amazing to me. It always cracks me up. Tennessee, or as you refer to it as UT Knox, they are the?
Volunteers.
Oh.
I was hoping that you would say Smokey. The Smokies.
Smokey the dog. The dog.
The Smokey the dog.
Yeah.
I love that picture, how they wrapped him up in the blanket. That's like the best meme of all time.
Yeah. I think there's worse things to be than a mascot. Apparently, the Mississippi State Bulldog was in the hotel in Rogers, Arkansas, and was being completely pampered. It was like incredible. Has a room all basically to himself.
Oh, wow.
At the hotel. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, good for it. All right. Campbell, Georgia, -20.5 at Tennessee. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Georgia. I think I've picked Georgia pretty much every week. So, and I think it's worked out for me as far as I'm aware. I haven't really been keeping up, but
Yeah, Georgia burned both of you last week. Last week, Georgia was a 38-point favorite against Missouri, and they won by 37, which tells you that Las Vegas, A, knows what it's doing, and B, this can be hard. But, yeah, Georgia's been pretty good to both of you. Greg, what do you think? Georgia minus 20.5. She's going with the dogs and laying the points.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia, too. I just think they're just on another level. I mean, not that Tennessee's not good and they can't score points. I just think that, you know, that Georgia defense probably a little too good for that Tennessee offense. So, you know, I could easily see like 41-10, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're both right there. I like Georgia too. 3 o'clock game, SEC Network. South Carolina is at Missouri. If you're in the Grove on Saturday, this will be one of the games you're probably keeping an eye on. You're watching Georgia and Tennessee, but you're watching this one too because it's South Carolina with the chance to become bowl eligible, which would be a huge accomplishment for Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks. They are in Columbia, Missouri, and the Gamecocks, Greg, are a 1.5-point favorite. Again, 3 o'clock, SEC Network. What do you think?
Man, I'm going to go with South Carolina. I think that momentum from last weekend beating Florida, I mean, you know, that builds a lot of confidence the next day, you know, for practice and everything in the next week. So I'm just going to take the momentum with this. I'm just going to go with South Carolina on this.
Campbell?
I'm going with South Carolina. You know, the journalism conferences tend to work in my favor every week. So we're going with South Carolina.
Yep. All right. You're both going with the Gamecocks. All right. Campbell, Greg, here we go to kind of game of the week here nationally, certainly here in Oxford, but everywhere. Game day will be here. Everyone's going to be here. So will 11th-ranked Texas A&M coming off that win over Auburn. They are at 12th-ranked Ole Miss. The Rebels coming off a win over Liberty. This game at 6 o'clock. You can see it on ESPN if you're not going to the game. Texas A&M, Campbell, is a 2-point favorite at Ole Miss.
I'm actually going to go with Ole Miss. I've picked Ole Miss every week, and I have a reason to do with the Bachelor franchise this week. Tyler C. and Matt James, the former yep. Bachelor, are coming in town. My friend Kitty has said that she's going to look for them. Anyway, they said they're going to the library. So, you know, smart I'd love guy. To be there. What'd you say?
They're very smart guys. They must like reading books.
Yeah, they're both very studious. Well, very studious.
They have been posting on their Instagrams that they're coming to Oxford. So I'm a little jealous, but I'm going with Ole Miss because maybe they'll bring good luck with them.
Yeah, and by the way, when Kitty says she's going to find them, that's code for she's going to stalk them. She is going to hunt them down in Oxford.
I'm sure a lot of people will be finding them.
Yeah. Like the redhead on Wedding Crashers, I'll find you. Yeah, I like that.
Greg, so she's taking Ole Miss and taking the 2 points with her. I'm gonna bet.
I'm gonna take Ole Miss. I mean, just somehow, some way, they get it done. I know they're hurt in a lot of places, and you know, a sellout crowd at night, you know, national televised. I just don't see how Matt Corral doesn't get on the field and. You know, plays like he's been playing. So, in the long run, I think Tyler Texas A&M probably kicks a field goal to win the game, which, you know, would be a heartbreaker. But who knows? I mean, you know, anything can happen in Oxford on a Saturday night, that's for sure.
I certainly hope you're both right. That would be good for everybody, be good for everybody's business, be good for everybody's mental health. That would be awesome. We'll see. Going to be a tough test for Ole Miss. I wish Ole Miss were healthy. A healthy Ole Miss team, I think, would be a lot more fun to watch in this one. But we'll see. Who knows? We go from the game that everyone's watching to the game that no one will watch. This is the Grey Goose game, Greg. If you've got your bottle, now's the time to pull it out. There it is, the Grey Goose half bottle game of the week.
Half gallon.
Half gallon game of the week. It is Kentucky minus 21 at Vanderbilt. Commodore Walk starts at 4 o'clock. There will be pairs of people there for Commodore Walk. This is a game that kicks off at 6. It's on ESPN2. You might as well put it on ESPN9. No one's watching. The Wildcats, Greg, it's your turn. The Wildcats are a 21-point favorite.
Man, Kentucky's had a tough couple last weeks. You know, they think there was a couple bad calls in that game last weekend against Tennessee. that didn't go their way. But, you know, what a shocker, SEC officiating being really good at their job. I guess that's that Birmingham tie that they've got. So, with that being said, I mean, you know, it's hard to bet against Vanderbilt. I mean, because they're so good, you know, they've got they're extremely talented on each side of the ball, and if they score a touchdown, they, you know, 9 times out of 10 they're going to cover, you know. So, I'll take Vanderbilt. I'm gonna go with I think Vanderbilt's gonna catch flame this weekend.
I've had people ask me, where did the other half of the bottle go? And now we know the answer. Campbell.
For sure. it started early this weekend.
I don't blame you. Greg is taking Vanderbilt and getting 21 points. Campbell, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Kentucky. I've never picked Vanderbilt, and that's one of the things that has worked for me this season. So we're going with Kentucky.
Vanderbilt's been terrible to me, so we'll see what happens. They've been very hard to read. They lose, but sometimes it's hard to figure out how much they're going to lose by. All right, we stay in the SEC. This game at 6:30. This will be the game that will be when Ole Miss Texas A&M ends. This one will be nearing its conclusion. It's Arkansas coming off a win over Mississippi State. They are headed to LSU. 6:30 game. You can see it on the SEC Network. Arkansas, I think it's Campbell. I think it's your turn. Arkansas is a 1.5-point favorite on the road at LSU.
I'm obviously going to pick Arkansas. I went to the game with you last week. It was really fun. I stayed for as long as I could, which was to the beginning of the fourth quarter. Then Caroline and I went to Starbucks. So, and I'm going to this game actually too, so I'm excited. So I'm going with Arkansas, as always.
Campbell's going to get her first Tiger Stadium experience, Greg, which is, I think it's a fun place to go to a game. I've had to tell her that this is different than going to a game in Oxford or Fayetteville or Auburn or Starkville. This is, it's got different, it's different. You gotta be on your P's and Q's. So do not leave in the third quarter to go to Starbucks. Leave with a, leave with a group of people. Carefully. Yeah. Carefully. Yeah.
Yeah. You right, definitely have a is your friend that always plans the trip, is she going?
No, she's not, actually. I'm going with a different group.
Is there a planner in this group?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because Baton Rouge is, it's a good time, I guess. Not really.
It's anyway, something that everyone needs to do once, right? Everyone needs to go to one LSU game, and
I mean, it's different down there. It's different down there.
It used to be my very favorite place to go to a game, Greg. And over the last couple of times that I went, it went from being my favorite place to go to a game to one of my least favorite places to go to a game. But I've been enough to know that if you've never been before, it's cool and it's a neat deal. And the pregame they do is great. It's a lot of fun. The campus is fun. He's got to be smart.
Yeah, for sure. But I like Arkansas in the game. I mean, I know LSU played really good last week against Alabama, but you know, that could just be, I don't know. I like Arkansas the way they're playing, and they got it done last week against State, but I think they'll get it done this week, and they're a good team. I like Arkansas.
Okay, so you're both taking the Razorbacks. One final game. We've got 21st-ranked NC State. Greg, they are going to Wake Forest. NC State is a 2.5-point underdog against the 13th-ranked Demon Deacons. This game also at 6:30 on the ACC Network. I have no idea why I put this game in, but I did. NC State plus 2.5 at Wake Forest.
It seems like Wake Forest hadn't got a lot of respect. They've been undefeated. I know they lost last week, but it just seems like nobody thinks they're good. They get it taken care of. I say they get it taken care of this week. It's hard to win in that tough ACC schedule that they have to play in year out, you know, but they went through their one little roadblock last week and get it back on track. So I'm going to go with the Demon Deacons.
All right, Campbell, Greg's taking Wake Forest. He's going to lay the 2.5 points. What do you think?
I really do not know. So I'm just going to agree with Greg on this one. and go with Wake Forest. I don't know anything about either of these teams.
Do you know what state Wake Forest is in?
No.
It's in North Carolina. It's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay. Well, that really means nothing to me, but I'm going to go with Wake Forest, I guess.
All right. So you're both taking Wake Forest over the Fighting Dave Dorans of NC State. We will we'll wrap up the week of picks there. Should be interesting to see how you both do. Campbell, have very safe travels to Baton Rouge. Please be careful and safe and all of those things. I would appreciate it and hope you have a great time. And then I will be happy to hear that you're back in Fayetteville safely.
I will be careful.
And Greg, before we go, tell the people how they can get in touch with you. What if they want to call in with an order to get ahead, or what they need to do to enjoy all of the fantastic products at LB's Meat Market this big game weekend?
Yeah, I mean, always call the store, 662-259-2999. And, you know, I have Instagram, we have Facebook. I'll try to check it and get, you know, return as, you know, reply as quick as possibly. But best way is just to call the store. You know, we'll have plenty of lane trains. We'll have plenty of fillets. My mom's going to have plenty of stuffed mushrooms. I think we got a bunch of sausage coming off the smoker. Your favorite chicken jalapenos coming off the smoker now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'll have some fresh cuts tomorrow. We'll have probably salmon, tuna, probably some redfish, probably some amberjack. So just, you know, your basic stuff. But it should be a really good weekend. And, you know, we'll be open from on Saturday. We'll do 10 to 4 on Saturday because give us some time to go to the Grove and hang out and still get our rev fan action in. But yeah, it should be a really good weekend. And then Sunday, always 1 to 6 on Sunday. So if you can't come in on Friday or Saturday, you know, just be patient with us on Sunday. What we got is what we got, because I imagine it's going to be pretty cleaned out.
Yeah, I think it will be. Enjoy the weekend, Greg. If you haven't been to LB's before, you need to make it a part of your weekend. Once you go, you'll be, oh, I see why they're talking about it. And please make sure you tell Greg you heard about it here on The Butcher versus The Spin Instructor, or at any of the MPW digital offerings that Greg is a part of. So again, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford. Greg, have a great weekend. Campbell, have a great weekend. Good luck to the Rebels. Good luck to your Hogs. And everybody stay safe on your way to and from Oxford. Thanks for making us a part of your week. We'll talk to you again next week on The Butcher versus The Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. Until then, take care.